Hello. Welcome to Unreasonable Doubt, a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. Offseason episode 5. That's the name of this episode. Follow me on Instagram at Burning Springs. Email unreasonabledoubtwv at gmail.com. I have an email. I'm going to read it later. It's not going to take very long. Facebook, you know? Find me on Facebook, Unreasonable Doubt. Type it in, figure it out. Not much to report on West Virginia University basketball. This idea of doing a West Virginia University basketball podcast once a week during the off season may be a little ambitious. So bear with me as I figure out what this is going to look like until we get closer to the season. Or, don't bear with me. Have a lovely summer. See you in the fall. Please come back, but see you in the fall. Because not much is happening. I mean, we're still in the middle of the NBA playoffs. When they crown a champion, then we get into the NBA draft. For West Virginia, that's when we figure out, closer to the draft, if Kanate or Ahmad stay in the draft or turn pro, or they come back to the school. Reading things in the last week, it's pure speculation. I mean, Kanate is projected, according to ESPN, as a middle of the second round pick. Issa Ahmad is projected as not being drafted in the NBA draft. So, who knows? We just got to wait a while. He may go. They may go. They may not. Who knows? It's pure speculation. It's pure speculation. Pure speculation. Pure speculation. Who knows what's going to happen? It's pure speculation. You know, they could leave. They could stay. Who knows? Right now, it's pure speculation. I mean, it's really one or the other. They're either going to go on the NBA draft or they're not. Pure speculation. It'd be great if they came back selfishly, but they also, if they're going to make money, then they should do that. Right now, pure speculation. Moving on to other things West Virginia related, this Sunday, there's a show on CNN called Parts Unknown. It's hosted by chef slash author slash guy known for traveling the world and eating yummy food, Anthony Bourdain. Season premiere of his show is Sunday, 9 p.m., April 29th. And the location is my home state, West Virginia. Bourdain made news last year, or earlier this year, it might have been last year, where he was speaking glowingly on Twitter about the state of West Virginia, based on his visit. He really enjoyed his time here. It's great that West Virginia is being represented in the season premiere. So usually season premieres have the most eyes on it. If you're from the state, you'll get to see Anthony Bourdain, an outsider's perspective on the state. And if you've ever watched the show, you know it's going to look great. So I think we have a great looking state anyways, West Virginia, in the hands of this guy and his production team. It's really going to show off the state in a way that I'm excited to see. And if you're not from this state, then you can kind of share the journey with Anthony Bourdain as he kind of takes a look at our state, breaks down the stereotypes and what people think of West Virginia. I'm excited to see it. We'll talk about it next episode. But if you have a cable package, watch it on Sunday at 9 p.m. Or if you have the DVR technology, tape the show. I'm excited to see it. I like Anthony Bourdain's work. Let's see what he does with the great state of West Virginia. Random thoughts coming up. Random thoughts from this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Want to give you an update about the application I use to record this podcast, Anchor. Anchor has come out with a new feature called Co-host. And with Co-host, you can connect with a stranger and talk about various subjects. This podcast is called Unreasonable Doubt, so I have concerns about talking to a stranger. That seems insane to me. However, they've set it up to where it's easy to do. So if you have the Anchor application, before you hit the record button, there are bubbles that will pass through the screen with different subjects. Let me give you some examples of what I saw tonight. Love, money, relationships in 2018. So you can obviously see a bin where people could go, you could use this as a free dating app for those of you who are single and are looking to meet people. Use the Anchor app because you could use this co-host feature and talk to strangers. What were the other bubbles? Trust your process, which I absolutely can't do that because I don't trust my process. Millennial investor. I don't know what that means. Story time. Common problems. Now, I was very intrigued by that button. And I may hit that one. And so, as we're in the off season, I told you to bear with me, those of you that are going to hang around. I might start using this co-host feature and pick some random bubbles. And the way it works is you can introduce yourself within a 30-second window. And then you have up to 15 minutes to talk with a stranger. And I bet that could go all sorts of different ways. It could be a great 15 minutes. It could be 1 minute of, somebody prank calling you. There could be awkward silences, which is, that's for me, that's comedy gold. It's a lot of different ways that it could go. So be on the lookout. And if you're on the Anchor app, call into this show like Rick Groans does and tell me if you've used the co-host feature, what it's been like, and would you recommend it? And who knows, maybe you can get on this podcast and we can talk about it. So Anchor's doing big things. I use the app because it's very easy to record this podcast, but now it's easy to talk to strangers. And one of the bubbles was, why are people not real no more? Oh my gosh. So I did not press that one, but I was intrigued. That is a very specific subject. Why are people not real no more? So be on the lookout for that. I think I might be posting some of those conversations on this podcast in the future to make it through the off season. Quick random story. I went to Five Guys a day for a meal. Hey, Five Guys, give me some options of burgers besides cheeseburger, hamburger, bacon burger, bacon cheeseburger. I get flustered every time I go to Five Guys. There's like 20 toppings. I guess in theory you could order every single topping, but it's too much. I am a person who can get bogged down in the details. And so when you give me 20 options, then drool starts coming out of my mouth. I get really confused. Today at Five Guys, I just started saying random toppings, legit random toppings that didn't make any sense flavors-wise. I think I said, yeah, give me, I want a little cheeseburger with, tomato? Mushrooms, sauteed mushrooms, mayonnaise, barbecue sauce? And they just stare at you in silence until you stop saying ingredients or toppings that you want. I ordered mayonnaise and barbecue sauce on a cheeseburger. It actually wasn't too bad. The end product wasn't bad. But give me some help, Five Guys. Have the bacon rodeo cheeseburger. You know, just help me out. Just give me a few options. Because I would still be there ordering if I didn't just randomly pick toppings. And maybe that's what they're going for. I don't know. That's a dumb topic. I don't even know why I brought that up. Final thoughts coming up. Final thoughts from this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Going to read that email sent to unreasonabledoubtwv@gmail.com. This email is from Rick Groans. Longtime caller. He hasn't called the show in a while, but he did send an email. There is no subject line for the email. Looks like it was originally sent to unreasonabledoubt@gmail.com. So the original date on this is April 13th, which is a couple of weeks ago. It reads, Victor Oladipo. Lance Stevenson, ? H. Whiteside, D. Wade, G. Drogic, ? Sent from my Sprint Samsung Galaxy S8 Plus. Well, that sounds like a fancy phone, Rick. Wow, I think this is in reference to my NBA playoff thoughts, where I said name two Pacers and name two Heat. And it looks like Rick was able to step up, and he did. It looks like the first two are Pacers. Victor Oladipo has been great. As of this podcast, that series is going to a Game 7 Pacers, Cavaliers, Game 7 in Cleveland. Cleveland's going to win the series, but Oladipo, he had a triple-double tonight. He's been very impressive in the series. And Lance Stevenson, I've said this about other players. This guy, crazy person. And then Rick named three Heat players. Dwayne Wade, now, he could have been guessing there, because Dwayne Wade was a longtime Heat player, then went to the Bulls, then briefly to the Cavaliers before he came back. So I don't know if he was guessing on that or not. Hassan Whiteside, whatever I said about Victor Oladipo, the opposite can be said for Hassan Whiteside this year in the playoffs. He was not very good, could not stay on the floor. And then Goran Dragic. And Goran Dragic, the Heat was taken out by the Sixers in five games. Dragic was not bad. He's a gamer. So congratulations, Rick. This was a very short email, right to the point. There is no prize for you. However, you did fulfill my request of name two Pacers, name two Heat. So thanks for writing in. You can send emails like that or something else to unreasonabledoubtwv@gmail.com. If you leave off the WV, I'm not going to get it. And some poor soul that has unreasonabledoubt at gmail.com is going to get your email about WVU basketball and is going to be thoroughly confused. That's it for this episode. Listen on anchor.fm/unreasonabledoubt, the Anchor app, Google Play, Apple Podcasts. Rate it 5 stars, leave a review. Those are nice things to do. Until next week, I'm Josh Witt. WVU finished the season 2017-2018, 26-11.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.